afternoon, everyone. You are on the LPHA update call. This is Tiffany Baer, and Lori Brennecke is in the office with me. It looks like some folks are still joining, but we will go ahead and get things kicked off. We have a short agenda for today. I know if you have questions or there's some other topics that you want to bring up in the chat, please feel free to do so. I will monitor those and we will answer those questions if you have them. If not, we have a couple of folks that we will have on, and then I will give the rest of your time back if there's no additional questions. So I am going to go ahead and turn things over to our first speaker, and that is John Boss. John, can you hear me? Okay, well, I'm assuming that John isn't on yet, so we will go ahead and move to Jody Starr. So, Jody, can you hear me? Well, my two speakers are not on at this point, so let me see how I can get my folks on, and give me just one moment. I think we still have some more folks joining.
Hey, Tiffany, this is Jody. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jody. Yay. Yes, I can hear you. I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay. Well, good to be with you all, like always. I just had a couple of things I wanted to mention. June 30th, Thursday, is the end of budget period 3. So just a reminder to please submit your invoices by July 15th, make sure they're filled out completely and correctly. Make sure you get all of your end of year tasks, PEP tasks completed. If you have any questions, reach out to me and let me know. The new contracts for the budget period that starts July 1 are being sent out. So once you receive your contracts and you have your signature inserted, please return the entire document, not just the signature page. That's a request from our procurement folks. I wanted to let you know that we do still have a supply of masks, gloves, and antigen test kits. If you could use some, please let us know. I can, if Tiffany, if you don't have the links where they can go to order those, I can send those to you.
Yeah, Jody, go ahead and send them to me. I'm sure I have them somewhere. You can also put them in the chat too, and okay. I can copy them from there and send them out as well.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. And then there's going to be more information coming very soon about the workforce development grant. I haven't gotten a chance to put it together yet, so we'll be getting with all of you about that. And I appreciate everything that all of you do. I don't know how you maintain your sanity. I've only been back 7 months and what little I had is gone. So, but thanks for all you do, and be sure to submit any questions, or if you're sending us back a document, send it to the preparedness@health.mo.gov. It's not that I don't want to hear from you, but if you send it to that generic account, somebody will be sure and see it and process it. So thanks to all of you. Have a blessed evening, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Jody. All right, we have John Boss on. We're just trying to figure out how we can let him talk, because he called in and we got to figure out which call-in user he is. So if you'll give us just a minute, we will get John on for an update.
Tiffany, can you hear me?
Hey, John, it's you.
Oh, great. Sorry about that. I was on. I could not speak.
That's okay. It's magical. This is definitely a new system. We're still trying to figure out how to work it. So thank you, John, for joining us. I am going to turn things over to you.
Great. Thank you. Just wanted to take a little bit of time to provide a quick update. I know everybody's aware and probably following along on the monkeypox outbreak. It's certainly an international outbreak, as there has been 4,357 cases reported from 48 countries, with 910 from the UK, 765 from Germany, 736 from Spain, and again, many other countries with reported cases linked to this outbreak. In the United States, we're up to 244 total cases, and this is as of June 27th. And when you look at the breakdown by state, 62 cases in California, 37 in New York, 27 in Illinois, and 27 in Florida, and there's many other states, including Missouri, that have reported cases, and Missouri is still reporting 2 cases. We do continue to receive requests daily, and you know, many days like today, even more than once a day, as far as the requests that are coming in for testing. At this time, those requests still need to come through, and we do need to approve those requests from providers for the submission of specimens to the State Public Health Laboratory, which at this time is still the only laboratory available for testing, at least within Missouri, as part of the LRN network. This is a fluid situation, so we do expect that to change, but currently the approach, and we did have a call with medical providers and MHA yesterday and relayed this information on really what they can expect when they reach out to us, or if you're we're working with you and working with providers to submit specimens, the thing to keep in mind and the questions we're going to ask up front to determine if testing is warranted is really based on both clinical and the epi information in regards to risk factors. So when we do receive that call, or if it comes to you first from the medical providers, you know, some of the main questions that to ask and that we'll be asking for that approval on the clinical side is a description of the symptoms to include both the prodromal symptoms if they're present, as well as the lesions. Kind of the description of the lesions: are they pustular, deep-seated, their progression, as well as onset dates of both. And then really pictures of the lesions are really helpful. So we provide the clinical information, and it's not limited to that, but there may be other pertinent questions on the clinical side, as well as some risk factor information. Currently what we're looking for is travel, that international or domestic travel, gay, bisexual, other men who have sex with men, anyone who has been in close contact with someone who has monkeypox or a similar appearing rash. Those have been all certainly risk factors that, and you know, any additional risk factor information that might be relevant to possible exposures. So again, that type of information is used, both the clinical and epi risk factor information. And once we obtain that, we work with Dr. Tribalizzi for an assessment to determine if testing for monkeypox is warranted. It really, the approach thus far, the outcome seems to really occur in 3 different options. Either one, testing is approved, and we work with you to coordinate specimens as well as the clinic and try to determine the best way to get it to the State Public Health Laboratory. Another is that no, it's not consistent with monkeypox, and testing is not recommended or authorized, so we advise against testing and do not accept the sample. Or there can be a third middle of the road where it's still not clear clinically, and so Dr. Tima makes some suggestions to consider looking at other pathogens, or maybe waiting to see how the rash progresses if it's early in the absence of risk factors. So those tend to be the responses at this time. And once testing's determined to be warranted, again, we work really closely with you in the clinic as well as the laboratory to find the best way to get those specimens to the State Public Health Lab. If it occurs, if the request comes in, the testing approval is in the morning, we generally work to try to get it on the courier for that day. And so those specimens arrive and then are tested first thing the following morning during the week. And most of those results are available, if all goes well, by noon or shortly thereafter. And that testing that the State Public Health Lab is for orthopox virus. And as CDC's noted, a positive orthopox virus at this time can be considered and should be treated the same as monkeypox. And then if positive, that specimen is reported to CDC for what they're calling now additional characterization to verify that it is monkeypox. But for the public health response, and even what CDC posts on their website, includes both orthopox positives as well as final confirmation of monkeypox, which that final testing from CDC, depending on when specimens are positive here and when they ship out, CDC can take another anywhere from 2 to 7 days, depending on, again, the timing. Like with most things, we CDC does not recommend specimens be shipped on Friday or over the weekend. So those generally go out on Monday if they happen to be positive on Friday or the weekend. So a little bit of insight there. This is a, that's the current approach. You know, once positive is identified, we'll be working with you to reach out, and CDC is supposed to be providing us a case report form. Not yet received that, but that's something they're working on in addition to the data dictionary for an online case documentation or investigation tool that they make access to once the case is identified. So they are working to provide that form, and we'll make that available as soon as we receive it. And so when that test is pending, you can expect that we'll ask to go ahead and reach out and work with the provider as well as the patient to determine what, you know, context they may have and kind of a little bit more about the risk factors. The hope there is that we can shorten that time frame, that if it is positive, for, you know, reaching out to contacts and, you know, identifying those that might fall into the higher intermediate categories where post-exposure prophylaxis with vaccine could be warranted. So at least that initial follow-up, making sure you know those contacts, and then when that you know, result comes back, we're ready to go on the public health side as far as reaching out and, again, shortening that time frame for requesting and getting vaccine in for post-exposure. This is a very dynamic and evolving outbreak. So all that I just mentioned, you can expect that it will change in the days and weeks ahead. We have heard, and HHS did release press earlier this week, that they have shipped test kits to 5 of the nation's largest commercial laboratories to increase testing capacity and access. And they've stated that they do expect those labs to start coming online sometime early mid-July, so within the next week or two. Access to those testing sites will be directly to medical providers and will not require public health approval. At least that's the last that we've heard. So it will not be going through generally public health to request testing. So we're still learning about what, obviously it'll be required to be reported. We're waiting to learn a little bit more about the specifics there, and I think CDC's working on that. And in turn, we're certainly working to be prepared to receive those results and make sure we can distribute those and direct access to local public health agencies as those reports come in. And certainly we'll continue to work with you as far as any positives. And another aspect of the positive is identifying those contacts, you know, determining if post-exposure is needed. We'll work with CDC to order vaccine if warranted for that post-exposure response. And the other activity will be the monitoring of both contacts identified for the full 21 days for the, since the past last date of exposure. So that'll be another activity that you can expect following the identification of the case. And to me, it's just a quick overview of kind of where we are currently in the current process. Again, if you do get a request and you have a provider that suspects that they have a patient that has monkeypox and is interested in testing, please reach out to us. The district epi team will work with you to receive those calls, ask that additional information, work with Dr. T to determine if testing is warranted. If it is, collaborate with you in the lab and the clinic to overcome any logistical challenges to getting those specimens in and tested and get those results back to you so we can initiate the public health response if warranted. Again, I do expect a lot of this protocol to change as the other test laboratories come online, and you know, we'll still be receiving those responses. I think we can expect similar activities as far as dealing with any positives, as I mentioned. So I think that's just a quick overview for me, Tiffany, unless there are any questions.
Great. Thanks so much, John. We appreciate the information. I don't see anything in the chat, but I'm going to give it a minute just to see if anything pops up. So if you have questions, you're not able to take yourself off mute in this format, but go ahead and put them in the chat and we will give you a minute to do so. All right. Well, John, you must have done an excellent job, and Jody, you too, because there are no questions in the chat. So I know that was a brief 15 minutes to get to spend together, but I know there was a lot of great information shared. If you have any follow-up questions that come up later, please let me know or email Jody or John. And I'm going to give you some time back in your day, but always feel free to email if questions or things pop up. We're happy to take care of them as we go along. And if I don't hear from you, we will go ahead and in 2 weeks we will meet again in this forum, and I will probably have a really, really long agenda for that one. So everybody have a great week, have a great 4th of July, and we will talk soon. Bye-bye.